From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting on the eve of the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. North Korea staged a military parade and ruled out talks with the U.S. Both sides remain far apart in the issue of the North's nuclear program, says research fellow Go Myung-hyun of the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies.
I think that the two sides understand that right now their respective positions are far apart. The U.S. side will only talk to the North Koreans seriously about denuclearization. And that's exactly a topic that North Korea doesn't want to talk about, because North Korea has declared so many times so far that it's now a nuclear state and it's never going to give up its nuclear weapons.
Vice President Mike Pence is in South Korea to lead the U.S. delegation and promised tough new sanctions on Pyongyang. But Defense Chief Jim Mattis says he sees no threat of conflict.
We have seen much stronger diplomatic action. For example, the last three United Nations Security Council resolutions, unanimous. And how often do you see France and Russia, PRC, China, and the United States, Great Britain, all voting, and other countries all voting unanimously? I think that makes it very clear this is firmly in the diplomatic lane.
Meanwhile, South Korea's president is expected to meet North Korea's ceremonial head of state and the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Saturday on the sidelines of the Winter Games. Kenyan opposition lawyer Maguna Maguna, charged with treason for taking part in the mock inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga, remained defiant Wednesday after being deported to Canada.
Anyone who hangs Uhuru Kenyatta's portrait, we consider an enemy. We consider a member of the junta, the illegitimate usurpers of power.
Maguna called the action illegal and vowed to challenge it in court. This is VOA News. In Syria, more casualties Thursday in the government's bombardment of rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus. More than 30 civilians were reported killed Wednesday. Amateur video posted on the internet showed first responders, known as white helmets, carrying out wounded from damaged buildings. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said nearly 400 have been killed in government operations since January 29. Meanwhile, the U.S. said it launched airstrikes on Syrian-backed forces Wednesday after they attacked fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces, accompanied with U.S. advisors near the Euphrates River. The U.S. official said more than 100 were killed. A former president of the Maldives and a lawyer both said Wednesday that two detained members of the Supreme Court in the Indian Ocean Island nation are being mistreated in prison. The two were arrested by President Yameen Abdul Gayoom after he declared a state of emergency Monday. Last week, the court voted to release several jailed opposition leaders. Venezuela has announced elections will be held April 22nd. A ballot that embattled socialist President Nicolas Maduro appears set to win. David Smildy is a Latin American expert at Tulane University.
The opposition probably will not go to the election, or if they do, they'll probably go divided because it'll be hard to convince their people to actually turn out for the election. So most likely that does mean the re-election of Nicolas Maduro.
The Maduro government has presided over the collapse of the country's economy. Meanwhile, government talks with the opposition in the Dominican Republic collapsed. Venezuela has been a key issue in U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's talks in the Latin American region. He met Wednesday with Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
I think there's great unanimity in the region and certainly in the hemisphere that we all want to see some progress on this situation in Venezuela, which only gets worse day by day.
During his trip, Tillerson hinted the U.S. might impose sanctions on Venezuela's oil exports. Nigeria's armed forces are to deploy troops to the country's central region to quell violence between herders and farmers that left hundreds dead. The deployment expected to begin next week could include raids, cordon and search operations, roadblocks, checkpoints, and anti-kidnapping drills. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said in Chicago Wednesday that he's prepared to walk away from talks to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement.
We are not going to take a win-loss just for the sake of getting a deal.
His comments came after the latest round of talks amid signs of slow progress. He said the U.S., Mexico, and Canada have all thrived under the 25-year-old pact. U.S. Senate leaders Wednesday said they reached a two-year budget agreement as a Thursday deadline approached to avoid a partial government shutdown. The deal lifts caps on defense spending and extends the government's debt ceiling to next March, but it also widens the deficit, which is on track to exceed $1 trillion in 2019. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.